Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Behold, there was a certain man before him which had that dreaded disease, the dropsy. Well, now, it is a serious problem. It's what we'd call, dictionaries say that it is an obsolete term for generalized edema, which it has to do with swelling. It has to do with tissue retaining and containing excessive amounts of fluid. And you may have seen people, or you may have had a problem. I've seen people where their ankles or their legs just swell up, 10 times, 20 times more their size. Well, what's happening? That's not just all flesh. That's fluid. And that can be crippling. Yeah. And it can be serious. That's what this man had. Did you know that that is part of the curse of the law? Do you know that? Maybe sometime the Lord will lead us that way. We'll do it. We'll do a study. It's interesting. If you go back to Deuteronomy 28 and you'll take different translations of the word, you'll see that there are all kinds of conditions that you'd recognize today that are mentioned in this passage that Galatians 3 says we've been redeemed from.
Amen.
And I believe it's Deuteronomy 28:27. You don't have to look at it right now, but in Deuteronomy 28:27 and also verse 35, it talks about that included in the curse of the law, one translation brings out, is swelling. And in verse 35, it talks about problems in the knees and problems in the legs. What's the good news about that? Galatians 3:13 says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law being made a curse for us. And I think maybe sometime we'll make a study of that. And we'll just go, you think that'd be a good idea?
Yeah.
And go back there and just camp on it, find out what we've been redeemed from. But it doesn't stop. There's many things listed in that chapter, but at the end of it, it says also every sickness and every disease that's not mentioned, not named, is part of the curse of the law. And we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. So everybody say it out loud. I've been redeemed, from swelling. I've been redeemed from problems in the knees, in the ankles, in the feet, in the legs. I've been redeemed from dropsy. You have. Yeah, this is a bad condition. Now that we've described it, I'm sure you may have known of people, or you may have had some of these problems yourself. But another definition says that it is an abnormal accumulation of fluid in the body's connective tissue. And this accumulation causes swelling. So the body's retaining fluids and body parts are swelling up. And particularly lower extremities like the leg and ankles and knees and that kind of thing can just swell up. I had an aunt that, bless her heart, man, I mean, her legs and feet swelled until they were just huge, gigantic, and it just caused her terrible pain. Is that the will of God for anybody? It's never been the will of God. Did you hear me? Never, never has that been the will of God for anybody. And what happens when Jesus finds a man in this condition in front of him? Next thing we know, the man is healed. What does that mean? Well, his limbs obviously went down. The swelling went down and went away, and all this excess fluid was removed, and he was healed and normal and no more problems.
Hallelujah.
How many believe this is not a fairy tale? This happened. This man had this condition,
yep,
and he was healed.
Yes.
Well, has Jesus changed?
No.
Has his will changed?
No.
Then would he heal somebody of these kind of things today?
Yes,
yes he would.
Amen.
Yes. Answer is yes, yes, yes. Keep reading. This man had this condition. He had dropsy. He had this swelling and and retaining enormous amounts of fluid, and all the strain that that puts on the pain that that causes. And this man was before him, and other translations bring out that he was right in front of him. But you got to remember, they're not having a meeting. What are they doing? They're having a meal at this man's house. So this man might have been across the table from him. But the Greek implies he was right in front of him. I believe it bothered Jesus to sit there and eat and see this man in this condition. Do you? And though nothing was said initially, this is in the air. He's eating his lamb, his mashed potatoes, whatever it is, his bread, and they probably saw him look at this man once in a while. Look at his swelled feet and legs. Then he'd look at them. They'd look at each other and elbow each other and go, "Watch it, just watch it. He's going to heal on the Sabbath day." How many have been in a situation before where everybody's thinking it, but ain't nobody said anything? And it must have been that way. And finally, Jesus just says it. He just says it. What did he say? "How about it, guys?" Now, he's sitting, this guy is right in front of him. And this is not a hidden problem. Everybody can see this man's physical problem. Limbs swelled many times their size. Everybody knows what he's talking about. So he looks at them. He says, "Gentlemen, is it lawful to heal people on the Sabbath day?" This was the deal. This is a big deal. I mean, Jesus had just waded right into it, wouldn't he? I mean, he could have been very polite, you know, and went through the meal. "Thank you for having us over." Catch the guy on his way out and said, "You know, come see me tomorrow afternoon." And not violated in their mind the Sabbath thing. But no, he didn't do that. He just right out loud goes, "What about healing on the Sabbath day? Is that good or bad?" Oh boy. I bet you could have cut the tension in there with a knife, man. They are boring holes in him now, like, blasphemer. He said, "I want to know. Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day?" Now here's their grand opportunity. They're theologians. Strangely enough, nobody's got anything to say. Nobody. They held their peace. So right in the middle of them, he says, "Come here." In this man's house. They're all glaring at him. He said, "You." Mean man with the dropsy. Yeah, come here. Because it said he took him. Yeah. And other translations bring out, the implication is that he took hold of him. So probably he laid hands on him in some shape, form, or fashion. You don't have to lay your palm on somebody's forehead to lay hands on somebody. It didn't say lay the palm on the forehead. Believers would lay hands on the sick. And they shall recover. Brother Hagin, before he went home to be with the Lord, he was telling Phyllis and myself that he was out at Luby's, which he enjoyed Luby's. It was always an interest because he found out Phyllis wasn't as keen on Luby's as he was. And so every time we passed the Luby's, he said, "Hey, there's a Luby's. Let's go." And then he'd look at me and wink, you know. And because he knew Phyllis was going, okay, all right. A man saw him and wanted to speak to him as he walked out. And he stood there and put his hand on this man and just talked to him for a minute. And the man was healed of a condition he had had for decades. No prayer, nothing. He just put his hand, just talking to him about eating at Luby's, you know. But that is laying on of hands, isn't it? Sometimes people get too technical and actually get weird about some stuff. But let's just stay with what the Bible said. Sure, laying your palm on somebody's forehead is laying on of hands, but it's not limited to that. Took him. Said he took him, and what happened next?
Healed.
He took him, and healed him. And the word here means to serve as an attendant. So he served healing to him. He served it to him. Or we'd say, we'd probably use the word minister. He ministered healing to him. But what does that word mean? Well, by faith, he believed healing would come into him. Now, this is another case of a spirit-initiated healing. Do you see this?
Yeah.
Jesus is not preaching the word. He's not teaching the word. So the man's not hearing, they're not hearing anything to give them faith. Amen. Not a word is said about the man believing. Not a word is said about the man receiving. Right?
Yeah.
It said Jesus took him, Jesus healed him. Jesus took him and ministered healing to him. Didn't he?
Yeah.
So this man was not healed on his own faith. Now the majority of the cases we've studied, I think this is number 16, and I think we have seen, has it been like 12 or so? We'll make sure the count is exact when we get through. But their faith was the determining factor, and this is like number 3 or 4. Depending, is it 3? So then it would be 13 by faith, and 3 now, spirit initiated. Faith initiated versus spirit, Holy Spirit initiated. Now, this is exciting because 13 to 3, and we're not through. What does that tell you? Most of the time, people are going to be healed through their faith. Right? Some special things happen. But most of the time, people are going to be healed through their faith. Well, what does faith initiated mean? It means man initiated. Now, if this sounds strange to you, or if you think you don't believe it, don't turn this loose till you get this settled. Everybody say it out loud. I don't make it sound strange to your ears. Man initiated.
Man initiated.
Or versus what are we talking about? Spirit. The man didn't initiate it. The Holy Spirit did through Jesus on this occasion. Can you initiate a healing?
Yes.
Or do you have to wait for God to initiate it in your life?
No.
No, the good news is you can initiate a healing.
Amen.
You don't have to wait on some special feeling or some vision or some voice. You can by faith lay hold on healing for your body because you decided to. Because it is God's will. And it's available to you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Man with Dropsy, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1003. That's R-1003. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.